ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA's here.
Got the feeling right now.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Welcome to Hump Day.
Oh, it is a Wednesday, isn't it? Mm. Sorry, I can't even think of the day of the week. In my head, it's just the day after my birthday.
Classic.
So not a Wednesday, classic.
So you're even older now.
I'm 23 now, so boring, and everyone's going to forget me.
In fact, you need to do something quite responsible now that you're old.
Well, speaking of, applied for a house on Monday, got the call Monday arvo, yeah, you got it. Went in yesterday to sign the forms,
nice.
Today picking up the keys.
Congratulations,
there
you've
you
got
go.
A house.
I'm
right?
old, yes. The thing is, though, we absolutely found our dream house. We're very happy with it, me and my mate. And it's unfurnished. So the thing is, there's nothing in there. I'm imagining some awesome, cool house to walk into. I don't even have a bed. We don't have anything. There's no fridge. So we need a lot of things. Right now I need a bed. That's the main
that's
thing.
The number
if anyone
one,
is listening
thing.
And has a bed for me, a double or a queen, I'm not going to be picky.
You want to climb into one of our listeners' beds?
Yep, absolutely. Hit me up with your bed. But a king, too much for me to get up the stairs. And a single, come on, I'm not a child.
Okay, so you want the Goldilocks of beds, the queen right in the middle.
So not too hot, not too cold, a queen or a double. Thanks very much.
Yeah, just send it on through to 1 Spencer Street here in Bunbury. That'd be really nice.
Pick it up out the front.
Yeah, great. Would you actually take a bed?
100% I would, because I've been on Facebook Marketplace, I've been on Gumtree, and it's just hard because you can't see it. Like, people are like, oh, it's hardly damaged.
You
what
can't
if I
see
rock
it
up
on
and
the
it's
radio
disgusting?
Either.
I know, but hopefully someone will be like, no, trust me. Like, you know?
Okay.
Like, there's more of a relationship
if you're trying
there.
To sell a bed or you've got a bed that you just want to offload.
Yep.
And you think that Sean can just trust you.
I'll pay money. Like, it's not like I want it for free. I'll pay money. I just need more options than what I can currently see online.
Great.
Thanks
13,
so
12, 16. Feel free to call us or just slide into our DMs, hit WA on social and try and offload a bed to Sean this morning.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a little bit more adult, so we put them earlier in the show away from little ears. Now I'm talking about boobies today.
Ooh, boobies. Cool.
But also the, what's that website called where you pay? It's like Instagram, but you pay. OnlyFans.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The boobie site. Yeah,
so
I know the
you
one.
You can go and see them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that website is quite famous for, you know, subscribing for the more adult content, right?
Yep.
So keep that in mind when I tell you that this girl won €1 million, £1 million, €1 million. It's a lot of money, right?
Back
in 2013.
Right.
In the Euro Millions lottery, right?
Ah.
Jane Park is her name, right? And
what
usually
a boring classic name.
So British.
Is that real? Jane Park.
Jane Park.
John Doe and Jane Park.
Yeah, true. she won €1 million.
Yep.
And then invested it well, but in a weird way. Because usually when you win lotto, you just blow it all and it kind of ruins your life. It's a common story.
Yeah.
No, Jane Park was smart. She was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invest in property. I'm going to pay off some bills. I'm going to help out my family. And I'm going to get myself a new pair.
A boob job.
Yeah.
I love that. Good for her.
Good on her, right?
She spent lotto, I'd get one too.
$8,000.
Yeah, right.
Which I think is pretty standard.
Yeah, right? Yep.
$8,000. I tell you what, the return on investment has been significant.
Because she's using an OnlyFans account.
She's made herself an OnlyFans account, right? Her property that she's getting rent on, okay, making a bit of money off that. Nowhere near as much money as what she's making off this OnlyFans account, right? She's got 1,500 subscribers. This is not loads, but they pay $53 a month.
For a booby photo.
But not even. They just pay $53 to be subscribed. You can pay an additional $90 for one photo.
What?
And these people pay this.
A photo, not even a video or anything.
This is the greatest investment I've ever heard of.
Just Google boobies.
I know.
They're for free.
It's all free.
Let's go. Trending now.
Hits.com.au.
So for some reason in the last few years, it's become a really big thing to do gender reveal parties. So when you're having a baby and you're not sure whether it's going to come out a little boy or a little girl, you have a party, get all your friends together, and sometimes you'll pop a balloon.
Is
and
it separate to a baby shower?
It's, oh, great question. I think you can do it separately to a
if
baby
shower. If you're doing
shower,
more than one, that's too much.
Well, that I think that's why it became a thing, because people wanted to have more than one party.
Sorry.
So people do things like there's a cake. You cut open the cake. It's either blue or pink inside.
Yeah.
They pop a balloon. Either blue or pink confetti comes out. But there's some YouTubers, classic YouTubers. They love the attention. They've got the money. They're also Instagram influencers. Their names are Landon McBroom and Shyla Walker.
Landon and Shyla?
Yeah.
Wow.
Could have guessed it. Now, they obviously have quite a bit of money. They're now having a baby and everyone knows about it. They post so much about it. So their baby shower slash gender reveal, whatever it was all over YouTube, all over Instagram.
Mm.
And the thing that they did was they got a brand new Range Rover, right? But it was in a box, and the Range Rover was either going to be pink or it was going to be painted blue.
Okay.
So it's this massive thing. They'd be like, oh, they cut this ribbon.
Whose baby is it?
Massive. That's her baby. That's Shyla.
It's theirs.
They're both YouTubers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
So they're both YouTubers having a little YouTuber vlogger baby.
Yeah, cool.
And yeah, they take off this massive cardboard box thing over this car, and they've got a pastel pink Range Rover there. And a lot of people are so mad because it seems like she's just more excited for the car than she is the fact that she's then having a girl.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. A Range Rover would excite me a lot more than a baby.
Me too. Than a child. Yeah, right. Yuck.
I mean,
give me a car any day.
I mean, yeah, like it's the chances are at some point in my life, I'm going to have a kid.
Yeah.
Chances of me over owning a really nice Range Rover, pretty slim.
Pretty slim, like winning the lotto, mate.
Yeah. Also, if it was a bright pink one, I'd be devastated because I'd be like, no, well, I'm going to have to get this painted.
Yeah.
Not driving a bright pink Range Rover.
What an expensive paint job for something so disgusting.
If you want to check out what else is trending, hit.com.au. But stick around, we've got to get into your riddle of the day up next.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Jesse and Jules.
Doing your riddle of the day, Shanos.
Yeah, I'll just repeat it one more time for everyone. Take away my first letter, then take away my second letter, then take away the rest of my letters, yet I remain the same. What am I?
I don't know why my brain threw out alphabet soup.
Because
if you take away all the letters,
there's
no alphabet.
Yeah, right.
It's just sauce.
No, that's not it. But
great. Jared from Capel, any ideas this morning, mate?
The answer, nothing.
No, the answer's not nothing.
Yeah, see, that's where I was too, mate.
A lot of riddles, though, that is the answer in the end, and I hate those ones, so I'll try and never give you one of those.
Cheers, Jared.
All right, see ya.
See you later, mate. All righty, Jim from Australind. What are you thinking on the riddle this morning, mate?
Well, I'm thinking it must be a letterbox.
Ooh, good shout.
You're really going down the right path, but that's not the answer that I've got.
Okay, no problem.
Very close.
Good on you, Jim. Thanks, mate.
Righto, no worries.
All righty, Graham from the Bustle Highway this morning, mate. Any thoughts on the riddle? I'll let you know that we've had two cracks at it. No one has got it so far, so you are our last hope this morning.
Okay, is it a little box?
No, that's what someone else said. But
I thought that was a really good guess.
Yeah, if I look now, like, I guess that makes a lot of sense.
Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Are you about to tell us that you don't know what the answer is?
No, I do know the answer. Okay, are we ready? Do I just give it away?
Yeah, give us the answer.
A postman.
A postman.
You take away his first letter, then you take away his second letter, you take away the rest of his letters, but he's still the same. He's still a postman.
A postman.
So it works out with the letterbox as well. I
disagree, Graham, because a postman without his letters is not a postman.
He is. That's his job title, mate. That's his job title.
Yeah, don't you think, Graham? Like, if he doesn't have his letters, what
do
is
you
he?
Go home and you're not in the studio and all of a sudden you're not a radio announcer?
Yes, without a studio, without a job, I'm not a radio announcer. Graham, what do you do for work?
A truck driver, mate.
Without a truck, you're not a truck driver,
yes,
are you?
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
He's like, I'm a truck driver.
Away from a letterbox, it's still a letterbox.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right? Exactly.
Take the envelopes away from the postman. It's still a postman.
No, it's not, because
yes,
if Graham goes to someone who's like, mate, I'm a truck driver, it's like, what kind of truck do you drive? I don't have one.
Yeah, imagine being a postman for a job.
You
meet someone on the street, they're like, what do you do for work? And the postman doesn't happen to have any mail on him, so he goes, I guess I'm unemployed. That's not how it works.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
We're going to catch up with Dean McCarthy because, Sean, do you remember the story about Kanye West building all of those little dome homes on his house?
I absolutely do.
And trying to make this whole new community.
A dome home.
Yeah. It didn't go well. We've got Dean McCarthy live from LA to fill us in exactly how badly it's gone. What's happened to the dome homes, Dean?
Well, it couldn't have gone any worse. You may recall they were kind of like an igloo but made out of wood.
Yeah.
He had constructed these prototypes all around his property in Calabasas where all the celebrities live, right? And it was weird. Obviously, the neighbours were complaining because it was, you know, it wasn't fancy at all, darling. Well, what happened was, unfortunately for Kanye, even though he's rich, famous and even has contacts at the White House, actually, he still violated a building code. So they have all been dramatically torn down. So the plan was he was going to create these homes that everyone would live in and it would actually eradicate, like, class systems. So, like, everyone would have the same house. So it would be like, we're all the same. I doubt he would be living in one, hashtag. But anyway, now they're gone. He's ripped them down. It broke, like, building codes. And, all back to normal, I guess. I don't know. He'll maybe think of something else. Interestingly, though, how is this, just on the same topic of Kanye West, last night he had an intruder at his home who also jumped the fence and went to Kylie Jenner's home.
Oh, really?
So someone got in their backyard in a gated community, and which is very unusual because they live in a gated community, right? And then inside that gated community, there is another gated community within that gated community.
Are you sure they weren't just looking for a dome home?
They might have been looking for someone to sleep. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, speaking of Kylie Jenner, what has she done as well?
So today I went on Instagram and I saw Kylie Jenner with her bare bum out and I thought, I don't know if she needed to do that. $1 billion, very successful. Do we really need to see her bum? Like, what for? Mm. Anyway, she doesn't need press or anything. So we've now found out she has just shot a cover and magazine spread for Playboy Magazine America.
Whoa.
Kim Kardashian has done it as well. And I don't know. I just don't know why she needed to do that. I don't know. I think it's really weird.
It is bizarre to be a billionaire and be like, oh, like
I'll do it for the money, you know.
Yeah.
And what's Stormy going to think? What's her little kid going to think? Be like, Mum, is that you naked on the front of that magazine?
Yeah.
You know, maybe they just have a different headset around it. I think it's just a weird, unnecessary thing for someone so successful and rich to even bother doing, but you know, she's got the most followers of Instagram in the world because she doesn't need any more people to know who she is. We all know who she is.
Yeah, totally.
But there you go. Yep. Hey, her life, her booty.
Just before we let you go, Dean, something's changed with Britney's conservatorship.
Yes. The ugly story has gotten uglier. Britney Spears' father is no longer her conservator for now. He has stepped down from the role because he is under a restraining order from one of her sons.
Whoa.
So he, quote, violently shook one of her sons. That is what the report says. And so he's under a restraining order. So they were like, well, you can't be running Britney's life if you can't even get near her kids. So it's all drama. And this woman who works basically kind of like a financial controller, she has stepped into the role. But she knows Britney really well. Britney has not opposed to the change of conservator.
Yeah.
Britney, here's the thing. Britney has always liked this conservatorship because she's worth $300 million and the stress and drama and pressure of managing $300 million fortune and assets and people and staff and all that is just a lot of stress, right?
Because
she's actually always thrived not having that control.
Totally.
So, she kind of likes it's a bit quite peaceful for her.
Yeah, wow. Oh, well,
she's going through a lot, isn't she?
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah. But thanks for filling us in today, Dean.
Bye, guys.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Jesse and Jules.
We've got a brand new game to play right now, Shana.
It's very exciting stuff.
Now, usually we play Word Association Wednesday here, but I want to change it to Lyric Association. Get the music involved a little bit more. Now, all I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a word.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to say the first lyric that you associate with that word.
And do I have to sing the lyric to you? I can't just say the line?
Okay, you've got to sing the lyric.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Like we said before, if it was fly, you'd have to go, pretty fly for a white guy.
All the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Yeah, da, 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 da. Yeah, cool.
Perfect.
Yep.
Now, Kylie from Bunbury, you think you're ready to go?
I think so.
Okay, all right. You know your lyrics pretty well?
I'd like to think so.
Okay. I'm going to hit you with the first word. Just buzz in with your name, Kylie.
Okay.
All right. Your first word is drive.
Sean.
Oh.
Let's drive!
Oh, wow.
Oh, stop!
That's the one that I was like, oh, what's a drive song that
Love
I can use
Shatter
here?
Null. There you go.
That's the one that I picked as well. All right, Kylie, you got to get back in the game here, okay?
Yep.
All right. This one, I feel like this one is an easy one, so you want to get in quick here, Kylie. Your word is push.
Kylie.
Oh, I'm going to give it to Kylie.
Yeah.
Push it real good.
Yeah, that's the one that I chose as well. You got the song today.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remembered the tune before I remembered the word.
All right, last one. This is the tiebreaker morning, okay? And this could go two ways. There was two songs that I found for this.
Yeah.
All right. Your word is slide.
Kylie.
Oh, Kylie, straight off the bat. What are you going with? Sing us that lyric.
Gonna slide like a river.
I don't know that song.
No, I'll pass.
You're going to pass? You're going to give up? You shot at the win.
I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
All right, Sean, to you.
Do you know what's crazy? All I can think about is Old Town Road, but they say ride, but I'm thinking I'm going to slide my
I was thinking about the new Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah, sing it.
Oh, God.
Sing it, Kylie.
I can't remember the bloody name of it.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You're kidding me, guys. Neither of you. There's another one as well.
I slide away. Is
there
that
you
what
go.
She says?
Yeah, there yeah, all right, Sean with the win this morning.
I wouldn't
you know
call
what
it
else
a win.
I would have accepted is.
Oh, yeah, right.
Goo Goo Doll, Slide. It's classic.
There's got to be more.
It's the
as
only
well.
One that I had two songs prepared for, and
we
you guys
got
like. Nah. Hey, Kylie, thanks for playing this morning, mate.
Cheers. Let's go.
Trending now at hits.com.au.
So if you're getting married soon or you think that you're going to get married soon and you love KFC, boy, do they have an offer for you. Mm. Now, KFC wants to host your wedding. They're doing it for six couples.
Why
all you need to do
they?
Is head online to the website kfc.com.au/weddings.
Yeah.
And essentially, this is what it says. If you can't think of anything more romantic than sharing a bucket of the Colonel's finest with your one true love, then get ready to say bucket. Why not to a KFC wedding?
If you said to your partner-to-be, I can't think of anything more romantic with you than sharing KFC.
To do this.
Thinking about, I don't think we can.
There's been a few couples that have become sort of viral for going to KFC after their wedding and taking some funny photos, but this is the real deal. You've got to be a real KFC lover. You need to apply before October 18th.
Yeah.
So you've got just over a month, and the wedding has to be before May 2020.
Right, okay.
So, I don't know.
Soon.
So for those that have already maybe planned their wedding, it's not really for you, but for those that are thinking, oh, we just got engaged, we're thinking about it, just do it, because they supply the food, they supply decorations, they supply the person that's marrying you, like the...
Oh, the celebrant.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they supply a lot of stuff for you, but it is very KFC themed. So it just depends if you want those photos in
a
your life forever
wedding.
Or not. A zinger wedding.
Wow.
How crazy.
I feel like for some people, they'll be like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And for everyone else, it'll be mortified. Like a mate of mine, he has KFC every single day.
But imagine your parents. Imagine your mum being like, oh my gosh, this is what I've raised.
Oh my God, they don't even have
they didn't bring nuggets?
They don't have nuggets. This is disgraceful. Hey, something else that is trending is the Basketball World Cup is on at the moment, and Andrew Gaze, who is a former Australian player, former Australian captain, he commentates now.
Mm-hmm.
He was commentating a game between USA and Brazil the other day.
Yes.
And he got caught out because they were playing this montage of all the, it was like quarter time or something like that, all of the slow-mo shots of players, and he was giving a little bit of a recap of the game.
Yeah.
And then part of the montage was someone in the crowd, and that someone happened to be a very attractive woman moving in slow motion. See, I've got a bit of audio here. See if you can guess at which point Andrew spots the girl.
Need to look at extending the defense, trying to force some turnovers. They need more possessions and quick baskets. Just a glimmer of hope with the 17-point lead. And the... support they're giving.
Come on, Andrew, say some more words.
From their fans.
The fans, yep.
Yep, what about them?
A whole bunch of them coming...
all the way to China to see this one.
And... yeah, got it out in the end there. Good on you, Andrew. That was an absolute belter of an effort from you.
Bit distracted.
If you want to check out what else is trending, hit.com.au.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Andrea from Bunbury, who would you like to take on this morning?
Jesse.
Oh, you're going to take on me. All righty. Okay.
Is that because you think you can beat Jesse?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, all right. It's simple but effective trash talk this morning. I like it.
Hey, all right.
Andrea, buzz in with your name. Five questions. If one of us gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it, okay?
Can I say Andy instead of Andrea? Because that's so long, Andrea.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
whatever's easy for you.
I feel
you.
Like that's your parents' fault, but we'll let it slide.
All righty. Let's do this. Number one. What sport would you associate the name Mitchell Starc?
Jesse.
Yeah.
Cricket.
Yeah, it is cricket. Good job.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have known that. Number two, how many members in the band Little Mix?
Ooh.
Andy.
Oh, yep. Andy, what is it?
Six.
No, it's not six. Jesse, what do you reckon?
Five.
No, it's four.
Oh,
good. Okay, number three. This is a multiple choice. Which of the following is most northern in Western Australia? A, Hamelin Bay. B, Durian Bay. C, Shark Bay. D, Bunker Bay.
Oh, Andy. Oh. Andy.
Andy, which one?
B.
Are you saying C for Shark Bay?
Yes.
That's correct, mate.
Were you saying good C?
Sure. Good job. All right, now.
So what is that, one
it's
all?
It's one all. Okay, it is one all.
Number three.
Number four now.
Number four.
There are strong rumours swirling about a new follow-on movie for which favourite book series?
Oh. Jesse,
go.
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Is there actually?
Yeah. Yeah,
so they're going to make another movie?
There's some rumours, yeah. Hit up your mate JK Rowling. She'll know about it.
Yeah, cool.
All right, number five. So, Jesse, if you get this one, you've won. But, Andrea, if you get it, we then go to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All righty, number five. Where is the Australian Survivor filmed? A, Samoa.
Andy.
B.
Oh. No, you got to go, Andy.
You got to go.
I guess it's Fiji, but I have to guess for C.
Wait.
Okay, I don't know what to do here.
No. If, what
yes,
did you say?
It's Fiji.
Yeah, there you go. You've got it.
You've got it. It is Fiji. So now we need to go to a tiebreaker.
It'd be rough if we were like, oh, well, actually, it was Fiji was listed at B, so you don't get it.
Alrighty, so we've got these emergency little tiebreakers. I'm just opening this one up. So you've got two all. Alrighty.
This is the big one. Come on, I got to keep my unbeaten streak.
Okay. What year was the last millennium?
Jesse.
Yep.
2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a split second where I was like, this is way too easy. I must be wrong.
Do you know what's weird is that on the sheet here it's written 2.000 and I was like, what, two? The year two? I didn't understand. What's going on?
This is The Catch Up. With Jesse and Jules.
Someone asked on Reddit, what do you hate about planes? And this post on Reddit just went off.
Bonkers.
It is absolutely bonkers. Now, people are talking about what they hate about airline travel. We thought as well we would put it on our own Facebook page, the Hit WA page. We just asked, what do you hate about planes? Because there's a few things that I hate, you know.
People get passionate about air travel.
Yeah, and like I just hate when people, you know, the plane lands. First of all, clapping, that's weird.
True.
But when the plane lands and then people just rush to get up, you know, they get up, they get their bags out, but it's like we all have to stand here and wait until we're allowed to get out.
They haven't even opened the doors yet.
Yeah. And then once we get out, we're all going to be waiting at the same time for our suitcases, aren't we?
I've never understood why people line up to get on the plane.
Yeah, that's weird for me. When you could just be sitting down and then they say, okay, like go ahead, get anything. Like, and people have already been there for 15 minutes. Why?
Yeah, what are you standing there waiting for? Yeah. Your seat's assigned.
Yeah, right. You're not going to get a better seat.
No, I just don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like for a bus, maybe that makes sense, you know, because you want to get your spot on a plane.
Yeah, it's not like business class is up for grabs if you get in early.
Yeah,
you know,
you're going to sit wherever you're going to sit. Now, I've got some really good comments to our Facebook post. So obviously, just the classic ones like, I'm too tall and there's not enough room for tall people, which I understand. If I'm squished and I'm only 165 centimetres, how would it feel to be any taller?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, also when people put their seats back just because there's not enough room. The thing is, if someone in front of me reclines their seat, it means I have to recline mine to then have enough room, really,
so, yeah,
which then makes me feel bad for the person behind me.
Nah.
It's fine if we all do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you're all expected to. You're on a flight.
Yeah, right. But then just make them all reclined all the time.
Well, that would be even nicer.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
know. Just give me a bed.
And then, yeah, just when you're getting up and you grab the person's seat in front of you to, like, you know, stable yourself.
Oh, and
they
and
wake
then
they're you like,
up.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, shaking
yeah,
your seat.
Yeah, there's just so many things that annoy people on planes. You know, obviously crying babies, whatnot, whatever.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16 this morning. Love to hear the thing that annoys you the most about air travel.
Yeah.
The thing that pees you off.
Pees
on
you
the
off.
Flight. Yep, good save there. 13, 12, 16. Chuck all of our callers in the running for MVP and indulgent and luxurious at night at Pan Pacific Perth. Don't have to catch a flight there. You can just drive up and stay there. Josie from Bunbury, what's the thing that annoys you the most?
When you're on a long haul flight and all you want to do is relax and you can't relax. That's the biggest thing.
You're just agitated about the flight.
Yeah, but it's just, it's going to take a long time, and I'm not a relaxer.
Oh.
And there's nothing you can do to speed up the flight or anything, so you're just stuck.
No.
No.
No. Very
Thank
good
you,
call.
Josie.
Thank you, Josie. All righty, let's go to Shari from Bunbury. Shari, what annoys you about air travel?
When you're sitting on, like, the aisle seats and you happen to put your elbow out and fall asleep and they come past with the cart.
Oh.
And they knock you in the elbow.
No. Shari, this happened to me on a long-haul flight once. Taking a couple of sleeping pills, was knocked out for all money. My knee slipped out into the aisle and the cart came along at a rate of knots. And you know that bit right under your knee bone?
Yeah.
Crunch yeah. right
oh,
in
God.
There.
You just wake up with bruises and scratches all over.
I just woke up for a bit and I was like, oh, my God, what's happening?
Okay, bye. Way to wake up.
Yeah, it was terrible. Great call, Shari. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Heidi from Albany. Heidi, wrap this one up for us. What annoys you most about air travel?
Paying adult fare for my son who's not safe at 18.
Oh, sorry, paying an adult fare for your son who's... How old is your son?
He's 15. He can't do any of that stuff and he has to pay an adult fare. It's ridiculous.
But what if the airline said to you, he's taking up an adult seat?
Sorry, say that again. He's taking... Well, his son has children.
Yeah.
Children under 12 take up the same seat he takes
true.
Up.
True, yeah. Very true. Yeah, so you're thinking maybe a bit more of a freighting kind of exercise for pricing? If you're a very small person, then
yeah.
you get a very cheap flight. I don't mind that.
Yeah, it's not bad
Definitely.
At all.
It would not help me. I'm 6'3". That would really make it expensive for me to fly. So, hey, Hyde's a great call. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. See you later.
I also just want to say there's been one comment on Facebook. I'm just scrolling down and someone said, his name is Ben, I hate that one person who always farts. Oh, wait, that's me, lol.
this is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Jesse and Jules.
A couple of base jumpers in Perth
yeah.
yesterday.
So earlier in the show, we were like, hey, all of these base jumpers have just jumped off a building in Perth. We need callers. Who has base jumped or knows someone? We didn't get anyone. We thought
it
we'd had
a
no
long
luck.
Shot.
It was a very big long shot. And then Tony from Bunbury gives us a ring and goes... I've been base jumping before, and yes. I know a lot of base jumpers.
Our base jumping expert this morning. Now, Tony, was it you that base jumped, or was it your mates?
Yeah, I have base jumped. That was, when I was in my 20s, I was in the Army. But back in 98, there was a whole heap of guys that jumped off the ANZ Tower.
Yeah.
Yep, I knew them all.
Right.
One of them used to live with me.
The ANZ Tower, was that the one in Perth?
Yeah, it's one in Perth, yeah. It's 37 stories high.
Right.
Yeah, right. So how come they did it and you didn't? Were you being responsible or?
I had to work.
Only thing stopping you.
Only thing stopping you.
So talk to me a little bit more about the time that you base jumped. Was it to do with the Army? Like, was it a...
Yeah.
Oh, so you were allowed to base jump.
Yes, yep.
So do you think that's how some people get into base jumping? Because when would you ever just think, just randomly wake up in the morning and think, I'm going to jump off a building,
yeah.
you know, and try and live?
These guys that I knew, they did it for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it?
Sorry,
I was going to say, right. Are you currently in a drag race at the moment?
I had a bit of fun at the moment.
Are you at Bathurst right now?
It's adrenaline freak.
Yeah, they used to jump out of Pinjarra. Where they were based in was Pinjarra.
Okay.
And that's where they used to jump from, and they used to do it just for the fun of it.
So, Tony, when you base jumped, is it, for someone who's never done it before, is it like when you parachute, it's the same kit, you're just doing it off a building instead of out of a plane?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. So if you've ever set up a parachuting, you could easily...
just jump.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Not that you should.
No, thanks.
It's totally illegal.
Not for me.
Sorry, Tones, what was that?
It's a lot more frightening, but when you're young, you don't stop to think of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tones, can I hit you with a stat, actually, that I had a look at here before? Apparently, base jumping is 63 times more dangerous, or the fatality rate is 63 times greater in base jumping than parachuting.
Yes, you got more chance of hitting things.
Yeah.
Yep. What kind of car do you have, Tony?
It's an old Magna.
All right. Okay.
You can hear it from here.
Good
from
car. I used to drive a Magna.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Great car. Hey, Tones, we're going to let you go, mate. Thank you for being our base jumping expert this morning.
No problem.
You're an absolute champion, mate. Stick around, everyone. We're going to give away our MVP prize up next. For everyone who's got involved with the show, you're in the running. Indulge with a luxurious night at Pan Pacific Perth.
Want more Jesse and Joel? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.